It's time for our monthly catch-up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. We take a look at some audio-described theatre musicals. Could be ballet, could be opera, could be art, could be museum visits, with the connection being audio description, allowing blind and partially sighted people to enjoy the sights, as it were, the visuals as well. Today we are going to, I suppose, it's a bit of a mixed bag today, actually. We've got something for the kids as well. We've got a world premiere, very exciting. And how do we get world premieres? You're a very lucky person.
I know, I'm really enjoying working on this one. Back to the Future in Manchester, first time ever that the show's been put on the stage, and it's pretty spectacular. Let's say there's plenty for me to describe in there.
Oh, great. I love the films. Even the three of them, I think they're absolutely amazing.
Well, this is just such a great story of our young American hero going back in time, and those wonderful moments when he meets his parents as younger people, including his poor bullied dad. And of course, then when his mum sees him, his mum gets the hots for him. She doesn't know it's her son from all those years in the future. And it's great. And the time traveling is great. The DeLorean car is amazingly well done. Being done in Manchester, and then I think it's going to, the plan is for it to go into the West End. So I think that's what they're planning for it. So there should be chances for people to catch up with it at some point.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. And a touch tour. There's going to be a touch tour for Anne.
There is a touch tour. Sadly, brilliant. We don't get to go on stage with this one, and we don't get to touch the car, but they promised me a model car that we can explore. So it'll give a good idea, because it's one of those American ones, of course, that the door opens up and goes back across the roof. But, I'm so excited.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look forward to that. When is that actually, Anne, in Manchester?
That one is on the 30th of April, and I think it will be very popular. So I would recommend early booking for that one, because that's obviously the only chance to catch it before it goes to London.
But a couple of more from the theatre then for big people, I suppose. We're going to start, first of all, with Everyone's Talking About Jamie.
Yes, based on a true story. It just seems to have captured the hearts and minds of so many people, and now the story has become a musical. I'm describing it in Nottingham and Wolverhampton and various other places, and it is, of course, the story about the young lad who wants to wear a frock, and why shouldn't he? It follows him and his relationship with his mum and with other people. The reaction has always been really positive. People just fall in love with this young man and want him to be happy, which is a pretty good aim, really.
Now, these are touring productions, what we're talking about at the moment. So where and when are you doing this one with audio description?
First of all, it's being done in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal, and that's on the 23rd of April. But I am describing it in a few other places during the year, so hopefully people can catch it somewhere.
Let's move on to a very famous one, Les Mis.
Les Mis, yes. I've been describing Les Mis for over 20 years.
No.
In various incarnations. I think I first described it when it was on tour, and then, of course, I've described it in the West End with Vocalise. Now this is the newly designed tour, visiting lots of different cities. It's the story of Jean Valjean, who was sent to prison at a very young age for stealing a mouthful of bread to feed his sister's child, who was close to death. And then when he is granted his parole, he is given a second chance by a bishop who gives him the all-precious silverware, and it's in return for becoming an honest and good man. And this Jean Valjean does for the rest of his life. But the story is tied up with the story of the students and their revolution, and the love story develops between the young woman he adopts as a little girl and a young man whom she meets, a student on the streets of Paris.
It's such a good story. I've read the book. I saw the film.
Well,
I've never seen it on stage.
Oh, have you not? Oh, right. Well, there's a few chances for you there, Alan.
Indeed. I'll tell you a little something that I used to do Amdram.
Oh, yes.
And one of the local theatre groups we did, we're doing, it was a panto, Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
And I was in the chorus. Mm-hmm. I had a part as well, but I was in the chorus, singing and dancing, believe it or not. And we sang, you know, the epics of Do You Hear the People Sing? We had to sing that and dance at the same time. It was amazing. It's just, you could feel the blood pumping through your body. It's such a rousing song.
It is. It's a real rousing one, that one. You can sort of feel the audience sort of coming to life as one as we hear the people sing the Song of Angry Men. It's great stuff. Fantastic music and lyrics.
Right, well, let's leave the adult shows behind then and move on to something for the kids. And there's a few productions that you're doing at the moment, but let's look at, should we do Peppa Pig or Jungle Book?
Peppa Pig. That one's being audio described in Norwich. The first time I've done that one. I've done similar shows for little people before. So we'll be doing quite an extended touch tour on this one. So a lot of the information I generally give over the headsets and in the introduction in a very easy to understand form I'll be talking through with the children at the touch tour who'll be there with their mums or dads or carers or aunties or friends. And it also means that if older members of the family are visually impaired, maybe it's grandma and granddad who's visually impaired, then they can come to the tour and enjoy it with the children, and it means the children get to do the tour, so everybody's happy. That will be a lovely one. And then Jungle Book that you mentioned, that one's up in Oldham. That's not touring, that's just at the Coliseum Theatre there on the 15th of April. And again, it's just nice to have shows that have an appeal for a younger audience, as well, of course, as for the grown-ups who come along with them.
Absolutely, who enjoy it probably more.
Yeah.
To be fair, there's obviously lots and lots of shows, famous and not so famous, that you want to describe around the country and throughout the year. So if people would like to learn more about the audio described shows, or perhaps even gallery visits or museum visits, that kind of thing, what's the best way to do it?
The best way is to check the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. If you want to send us an email, always happy to hear from people. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @mindseyeart. We're on Instagram, mindseyedescription, and on Facebook, mindseye as well. So lots of ways to get in touch.
And we'll let you go and get the honey and lemon.
Lovely. Thank you, Ellen.